Welcome to Activate Yourself with Geeta Sidhu-Rab, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Geeta Sidhu-Rab.
Hi, my name is Geeta Sidhu-Rab, and this is Activate Yourself. And thank you so much for joining me again. I have something, someone, somebody unusual today, because, you know, I always have a lot of women on the show. And I have a lot of women on the show because I know a lot of interesting women. What can I tell you? And then interesting women find other interesting women, and then they send them to me, and then I talk to them. And here we are. So I thought we would take a break from interesting women and find an interesting man. And that does not mean there aren't shedloads of interesting men. There are. I know a lot of them. But also not always people that I've had on the show, because one of the interesting things about men is that they don't always want to talk about the things that helped them to develop and took them to the places that they are today, because I think it just didn't used to be considered manly. But I think it's deeply manly that you have a man who, in order to protect and look after his family, is doing it from a place where he's understands who he is. So today I have a very interesting man who is very brave, because I said, so tell me what makes you interesting. And he's still here as a guest. So I'm really appreciating him. Please let me introduce you to Louis van der Valk. You know, I want to pronounce that in a Dutch way, which is van der Valk, but that sounds wrong.
It is a Dutch surname.
It is, so. Right? Because I can hear my Dutch friends yelling at me as I say that. So we're just going to go with Louis here. And I want to introduce Louis, because what's interesting to me always on this show is that what's important is that you're going through life. Everything's going swimmingly in theory, and you've done all the right things. And of course, if you brought up in a good middle-class family, they've said, go to school, go do your shit, come back with a degree, then start work and everything will be fine. And as we all know, that is just not true. And you're going to hit a wall and you're going to die, and it's going to be really painful. And so today's guest follows that thesis, because he followed a lot of these lines and then at some stage just crashed and burnt. And when he picked himself back up, he had turned left. And when he turned left, he, in my lexicon of vocabulary, he activated himself and he became a different version of himself. And so I want him to tell us about it. Louis, thank you very much for joining me today.
Geeta, it's an absolute honor. Excited to dive into this. And as you said, I mean, there's not a lot of men that like to talk about it. And it's something that, as I've gone through that wall and crashed and burned and died, as you mentioned, and then kind of come out on the other side, there is a true masculinity, a true power to be found in really tapping into who we are, not who everybody says we have to be.
Yeah, no, I really think that. I think that the best men are always going to be the most aligned whole men, right? And so how can you be that if you don't understand how you think and feel? But it has to also do an age thing, because you have to. How old are you?
I'm 28, 29.
Yeah, well, there you go. So I think it's the youth that enables that, right? But you said something so interesting before we came on. You said you didn't know what a feeling was till you crashed and burned, which was like 2020, the end of 2020.
Yeah.
That's outrageous, right?
It really is. I mean, I first started tapping into it a little bit. I don't know how far back you want me to go in the story, if you want to kind of...
You keep talking. I'm super happy to be listening.
But basically, you know, I grew up in a family where, you know, there weren't much feelings expressed. You know, it was everybody kind of carried on with their life. You know, any sort of debate or confrontation was avoided. Everybody kind of went about their way, you know, and sometimes there'd be a major knockdown drag out, but it would be a long period of, you know, all right, everything's hunky dory, nothing's going wrong. And so that was kind of how I approached life. You know, everything's great. It's awesome. You know, we'll get through everything. You know, I'm just kind of going through life and handling it. When I met my now wife, in 2013. Yeah. She obviously was a very feeling person, and very much in tune with her emotions. And so, she kind of became my kryptonite, as much as we had things for each other, when it came to confrontations and coming up against, you know, things that we disagreed on, she would want to pursue me and have emotion and have me show emotion. And that was my, okay, this is, we're done. You know, this, there's no way we can keep going. I just shut down because that's what I had been trained to do emotionally in my family. So,
but
I think also,
sorry to interrupt for a second there, but I think part of you shutting down is also because at this stage, no one gave you the skills to handle the emotions that you were feeling. And if you don't have skills to handle emotions like words or, you know, ways to filter and manage them, then it just feels like you're getting overwhelmed with them. So then you shut down.
Exactly. Exactly. Anything beyond neutral or happy was considered a bad emotion, right? So you would get away from that as fast as possible. You wouldn't sink into that and say, okay, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling that? And you know, how can I resolve it? Do I need to figure something out with someone? Do I need to figure something out with me? You know, is there something going on? I can talk about that now, but before it was like, come on, like stop making a big deal about it. Let's just move on. Right. And that's a very common thing that most guys feel.
And it's also because your performance is the only thing that matters, right? This is the thing I find with my male clients. It's what they do and not so much how they do it or why they do it. It's just, are you performing? Are you doing the right things? And you were doing all the right things, weren't you?
Yeah, certainly attempting to. I mean, we were talking a little bit off the air there, but you know, to kind of set the stage here, graduated high school, didn't exactly know what I wanted to do. I was kind of always expected to continue on in our family's nursery business, you know, greenhouse business. We're growing small plants and shipping them all over North America. But I just didn't really see a future in that. So I did construction for 4 years in the business. We were always expanding. And then I went and got a degree in mechanical engineering, got a job, worked through school, finished school, continued on with that job. It was a really interesting job building hand controls for people who are medically impaired, you know,
fantastic. Yeah, well, and if somebody turned around and said, oh, my son, the mechanical engineer, by all intents and purposes, you're a massive success at this stage.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know, got a degree. Not everybody can get a degree in mechanical engineering, all that stuff. Right. You know, it all stacks up to be, you know, awesome. Lewis is doing something with his life. So I graduated in 2019 and we were married at that point and our son was born 3 months later. And so I was going to a job before our son was awake and coming home and seeing him for an hour or two in the evening. And I was like, man, this isn't really going to work. Like, you know, we Alyssa and I had conversations back and forth about, you know, we've always wanted to have 4 kids. Our third's on the way now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if we're going to have an army of kids and I'm not going to ever get to see them, it's like, what's the point? Right. So I started.
No, I agree. But not everybody thinks that there's another option, right?
Exactly. And I've always kind of been wired with a little bit of an entrepreneurial bent. You know, I flipped stuff when I was younger. I would, you know, buy and sell stuff. I was always interested in what other people were doing around me in regards to business, et cetera. Just never thought, you know, it was something I could make a go of and make a career of. So 3 months out, it was like June, July of 2019. I started seriously looking into different options. I looked at drop shipping because I knew some people who were really successful in that. And eventually, you know, drop shipping just wasn't, you know, it didn't line up with what I wanted to do. But eventually I came up in contact with, you know, a course and a structured program to teach me digital marketing, you know, lead generation, et cetera, for contractors. And so I could relate to it. I'd been in the trades.
It's your world.
It was my world. I was very familiar with it. So I started that, ended up working, you know, part-time on that, building that for the next year. And then July of 2020 went full time in the business that I'm now running, you know, helping contractors. November of 2020, our daughter comes along, is born in November, and everything starts just piling up. You know, there was customers that I had to be helping. I was basically the sales and fulfillment. I had a couple of VAs at the time, but everything was piling up. There weren't great processes in the business. I wasn't getting any sleep. You know, I was helping out my wife in the day because that was, you know, that's the beauty of working from home and being able to do this. Yeah. That's the life we were working to build. But I just wasn't getting enough time for work. I was madly selling customers that I probably weren't a good fit because I was like, we got to get the income continuing to come in, right?
Yeah. And so that's when you're entrepreneurial and growing, you're like, you take anything as long as they're paying you.
Exactly. So December rolls around, still not getting any sleep. And you know, I discovered that Lewis on no sleep is a pretty grumpy guy. and it compounded all those other things that we're going to chat about here in a bit. You know, it got to January, February, one of our clients that I'd taken on, you know, that we probably shouldn't have been helping, ended up, you know, threatening a lawsuit. We refunded them a bunch of money. It was just getting crazy, right? And so I was stressed at home. I was stressed at work. I was just not getting any sleep. And so it got to the point where Alyssa was like, you need to get help. You know, this is not working. We would stay up till 1 a.m. She's actually trained in psychology and social work. So she helped me a lot through the, you know, tapping into things that kind of made me tick. But what really stopped me was one time, you know, she just stopped, you know, it was like 12:30 at night. And she said, you know, do you love yourself?
Oh my God. Hell of a question.
And I was like, absolutely not. No. Like if I truly sit back, it's like everything I did, I was falling short of the mark. You know, I could have done more. I could have done, you know, I was falling into a cycle of procrastination is what it was. I realized I was numbing through social media, YouTube, all of that. And just, you know, somewhat harmless things on the surface, but just sinking back into that when stuff was going haywire. Right. So go ahead.
What I want to do is I want to say, we're just going to take a little break for an iPad, and then you're going to tell us the so when we come back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? B-Cure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that B-Cure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special B-Cure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. B-Cure Laser.
The station that makes you feel good.
So thank you very much. We're back. What were you going to say after the show? So you're at this cliffhanger of, do you love yourself? Which, I mean, by the way, I would like to commend you for growing towards each other at a time of conflict, as opposed to apart from each other, because that's not always the thing that happens, right? In a crisis, and babies and lack of sleep, having been there, done that, and bought the t-shirt and got the tattoo, it's a really hard place to be. So, I mean, it's how amazing that your bond was strong enough that the two of you went to cleave unto each other or something. There's a phrase.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I have to give Alyssa credit to this, because I was trying to push her away. And my internal response to all this chaos was, I've got to work more to make this work out.
Yeah, 100%.
Family, you know, our goal has always been for her to be able to raise the kids. That's been her dream since she was 5. So I'm bringing in the dough. I've got to make it work. And, you know, so spending more time in the office and making stuff happen was like justified, right?
Yeah.
She really reeled me in and said, Lewis, like, it's awesome that you have huge goals. It's awesome that you're pushing really hard, but it's not going to matter if we don't have a relationship in 5 years. Yeah. So she really, really pushed that hard. I really appreciate that. But yeah, it got to the point where she asked that question, you know, do I love myself? And it was like, absolutely not. You know, another thing she asked was, you know, my dad was very strict growing up. I never heard any affirmation. It was always, you know, cool, you did that.
That's what's expected of you.
There was always some sort of constructive criticism, if you want to call it that. And so I was doing that to myself. I was repeating the cycle. Another thing she asked me was, you know, if you could go back and tell your 8-year-old self or your 5-year-old self, you know, what would you tell them, or how would you speak to them as your dad? And I just broke down, because I was like, I'm still talking to myself like that. Like I
need Alyssa to come on the show with you, man. This is fantastic. Yeah,
we should make it happen, because it was incredible. She asked some questions that really, really sparked the point in my mind where it's like, okay, maybe I do need help. you know, in my mind, it was, you know, and I think every guy and a lot of people in general can relate to, you know, I don't need help. I can figure it out myself. Or, you know, what's some random person going to tell me? They're just going to repeat back my problems to me, right? So she said, you know, as we worked through things, she said, you've got to get help. And so I started looking for someone that could help me through this and help me to tap into, okay, you know, who is Lewis? How can I work through that, you know, essentially self-hate that was manifesting in, you know, just wanting to numb and procrastinate every time I fell short. So I started looking. I found a couple of people locally. It didn't really vibe with me. And I ended up reading a book by a guy in California. He was, I won't spoil the whole story, but he was sentenced to prison for murder. He wasn't at fault. He was sentenced for 7 years. He had a life, you know, similar to my upbringing. And as he went through and processed that while he was in prison, he just found this incredible release. So he's built a course for men. His name is Sean Crane. You can look him up. The book is Prison of Your Own. I cried reading the book. And so I connected with him on Facebook and brought him on as a coach and you know, mentor and just to help me sort through things.
I'm so pleased.
Yeah, no, that was.
So where are we now in date terms? You're still in 2020?
Yeah, 2020.
2021. This is not last year.
Yeah. So April of 21, I connected with Sean and, you know, he got to work with me. We met a couple times a week over Zoom. And it was basically, I wrote letters, you know, I dissected who I was, what it was that was, you know, kind of holding me back because I didn't know. And there was just a lot of unresolved issues from when I was a kid. I mean, one of the exercises was I wrote letters to my parents, reliving experiences.
Yes.
That I'd never gone back to, or never wanted to go back and visit. So, I wrote letters to my parents long, like once I started writing, it just flowed. And it doesn't
stop. Right. And you cannot believe that this shit's just coming out of you.
And it's crazy. Right. And so it went through that process. I didn't send the letters, you know, if anybody's on the edge of their seat wondering what the reaction was.
No. What did you do with them? I usually burn them.
I think I still have them around. Cause you know, it's kind of cathartic to go back and read them again. I think I've gone back and read them a couple of times and I think of more things and then go through that. But through that process, you know, realizing what it was that I needed from my parents, you know, where that went, my mom and I have actually, you know, been able to talk about some of that. With dad, it's still a work in progress. But being able to get that out on the table and then start to see, okay, you know, it was like September. I was on a call with Sean and I said, man, like I'm so proud of myself for the first time ever.
That's so cool. I love that.
And it was a moment like I get emotional every time I think of that moment because it was the power that I had in that was I'm okay. You know, there was one-on-one coaching with him in a group setting as well. And in the group setting, I got to hear, you know, there's guys out there that are struggling with the same things as I was.
This is the thing about a group. It makes you realize you're not the weirdo. It's just that you feel isolated, but it's not true.
Yeah. Yeah. So being able to realize, you know, hey, I'm not, we all basically run into the same problems just with different storylines. And so that was empowering and freeing to see, okay, you know, there's nothing wrong with me. I've got to, you know, figure a few things out. And then kind of come out on the other side and, you know, figure out, okay, now I can finally, because I like myself now, I can start working toward a Lewis in the future that I want to be, you know, the husband, the father, the business owner, and start really stepping into that person because I'm no longer dragging around 8-year-old Lewis who's been a failure all his life. Right.
Yeah. And who's just never, ever good enough. Because everything that you do was because I have jokes where, because, you know, Indian, I don't know if you do know, but bloody hell, in terms of achievement and school and all this stuff. And you'd come home, it was a joke. You come home with 98% and they would say, oh, where's the other 2%? And it's like, ha, 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 ha. But actually, that's freaking irritating, right? Because that sets you up. Say that again.
It kills you inside when you hear it, even though.
Completely, you know, and there's just a place where that's not funny. It's not funny at all. It shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have been. But you also realize, and it sounds like that's one of the things you did realize with your parents, is that you literally do, they did the best that they could with what they had, right? And I, because as I'm very similar to, it sounds like, to your upbringing, but as Indians, it's just not a, I love you. And this shit does not happen at all. It's kind of like you showed up, you did your thing, you've got, very good. And I remember bringing up my kids, like I actually remember thinking, I don't know how to be a good parent, but I'm going to do the opposite of what happened to me. And that's got to be a good thing. And let's hope my mother's not listening to this. And yeah. I did exactly the opposite, because I was like, it can't be worse. Let's just do this. Because it was so rigid. It was so education oriented. It was all performance. I was only good enough based on what I could do. Yeah. And I remember, and so therefore I'm clearly a man as well, but there was just no place, you know, and the feminine aspects of what I did, I want to ask you this as well, because the feminine aspects of what I was supposed to be, I didn't like, because I was only allowed to be feminine in domestic marriage capacity. And I was like, this is just bullshit. Sure. This is not who I see a woman. So I therefore don't want to be that woman. So therefore I'll just go through the masculine. And I remember with my children doing it differently. And my mother saying to me once, I didn't know we could do that. And I was, part of me was like, well, I didn't either. And I freaking made it up. But then the other part of me that was slightly more charitable for like a millisecond understood that they just do the best that they can because they don't know another way. It's not like they're consciously, much though my teenagers may not believe this right this moment, they're not actually consciously trying to hurt you, right? They're just doing the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. And as a parent, you know, that's coming up. There's a lot of stuff that as I see our kids, like Alyssa is really working to give them a childhood that's breaking cycles for both of us. But seeing some of how they live, you know, every parent's just figuring it out as they go. You know,
make this shit up.
Yeah, we have the imprints from our parents, and there's probably things we want to change. And then you just kind of try and figure out what works best for you. And then you look back and it's like, oh, you know, 2 years ago already, we can see stuff we would have done differently. But it's like, you know, you do the best you can.
Have good news and bad news. That, speaking as my children being at least 16 to 18 years older than yours, I have good news and bad news. The good news is they're still alive. The bad news is it doesn't matter how much effort you make, they have to go through a phase where they're disengaging. And that phase, when they're allowed to talk about it, it's not pretty.
But it's healthy, right?
Sadly.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just not a part of me that thinks that. But yeah, unfortunately, apparently it's very healthy. I just want to kill people. but it's that thing of just going no to everything that you do. Is important, because they have to find out who they are outside of you, right? And it sounds like you created that version of yourself that your father, how does he react to you when you're this version of you?
I think there's some level of intimidation you know, unrelatability. I mean, it, like I said, it's still a work in progress, but it, you know, there's a level where, you know, I'm no longer his kid. Right. I'm no longer, you know, the person that I once was. You know, I left home to university. So there was a period where we didn't interact a whole lot. And then kind of coming back and seeing me now, I think there's parts of me that, you know, he wishes he could see in himself, because we've talked a bit about the journey. You know, and truthfully, I think you mentioned it there before, our parents are doing the best they can because of how they were raised. Right. And so, you know, for my dad to unravel some of the stuff that he, you know, had to live through, I think that would crush him, right? You know, so I think there's a longing there. But you know, it's tough, right? To bridge that gap.
Okay, so we're going to go for a break. And what we're going to do when we come back from that break is work out how you applied all this to your work. Because one of the biggest personal development courses you could ever take in the whole wide world is to become an entrepreneur. There just is not another version of that.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Galar Light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and Scalar Light researcher, has created the world's only Scalar Light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com. Or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now. But did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
So what I'm interested in is to, you know, now that we're back, is to actually ask you how this impacted on your work. Because the thing about being an entrepreneur, as I said, is the biggest growth journey. And so you had a business where you were saying you didn't have any processes and that it was kind of, you were just flat out the whole time because you can't say no to anything. But the thing about finding yourself is you then end up with consciousness, you end up with boundaries, you end up with an understanding. So in theory, you should make more money, but with a better system behind it. So how did that work for you?
Yeah, so I mean, it's still a work in progress, but there was a point where, you know, having gone through working on, you know, who I was, now I could look at, okay, why when I get off a client call where things aren't, you know, absolutely crushing it, why do I then feel the need to step back and you know, numb or just do nothing, procrastinate, whatever the case may be. So starting to work on that, you know, productivity was something that started to come into play. And then
hang on, that's so interesting though. I need to stop you. What did you do to stop that numbing and the procrastinating? What was the realization? Because that's something people do a lot of.
It wasn't so much focusing on the procrastination and the numbing. It was underneath all of that was the fact that I was trying to escape from dealing with the issues and all of that. So the underlying foundation that I was building where, okay, you know, now I can start to face the things that I'm up against. I actually don't hate myself for every shortcoming. So if like before, when a client came up with something that wasn't going great, I would take it kind of personally.
Yeah.
That would be like a smack, blow. Right. Mm-hmm. And so then I would be reeling from that and then have to step back and then I'd, you know, dread the next conversation. And now it was, okay, that's not on me personally. We've got to figure out how to sort this out and go forward. But it wasn't you know, directly, you know, stabbing in the heart, right? So to kind of go back to, you know, now I've sorted out the process of, you know, I'm okay as I am. Now I can start to look into the future. And so it's the procrastination becomes less appealing because it's, I know next week I've got this deadline. And if I don't do it, then I'm going to start, you know, piling things up and it's not going to be fun for future Lewis. So looking forward was now something that actually, you know, I could set goals. I could set this. You could put numbers on a vision board. You can do all of that. But without that, you know, underlying appreciation of who I am and the fact that I have to step into that future moment, there was.
And then you want to, but also you want to, don't you now?
Exactly. I want to because, you know, I love myself now and I love myself in the future. And I want to help future Lewis, you know, do the best he can with the moment that he's up against. And so now there's impetus to do that. Kind of like when you love, you know, another person, you want to do stuff to help them out.
You want to look after them.
Exactly. So now it's like, it's not, don't do procrastination. Don't procrastinate. It's more, how can I set myself up in the future to best, you know, embrace the moment instead of just pushing everything off to future Lewis. Cause eventually future Lewis is in the now and has to deal with it. Right.
So that's so interesting. So you're saying that because I've never enjoyed learning about productivity because I've always thought it's not about productivity. It's about everything around the productivity, right? And so what you're saying is that it's not about dealing with the procrastination. It's because I was going to say I've never struggled with procrastination. I think you just can't with kids and single parent. And there was no time to procrastinate, but I plan on working on that soon. But the thing is that, so you're saying I just want to break this down. You didn't think about the procrastination. What you did was you took away the reason for which the procrastination was effective. So instead of having to dull pain by being mindless, you dealt with the pain.
Exactly. And started facing pain for the first time in my life because it was all about avoiding pain at all costs, whether that be, you know, getting out of tasks when I was a kid or, you know, kind of trying to do as little as possible around the house or do as little homework as possible to get through university or do as little as possible to deliver for clients. As bad as that sounds, it was now, no longer dealing with a symptom, which procrastination is a symptom.
Yeah.
It was now we kind of, it was kind of something that it was like, you know, a few months into it, I was like, I'm not finding the need to do this anymore. Like I'm embracing, like I kind of had to embrace the pain at the beginning by going and actually doing the work. You know, I've been reading self-help books. I've been doing all this, watching motivational videos for years, but I had to face the fact that, okay, you know, if I'm going to make a change, I have to actually get in and get dirty and do the work. And so for the first time I started doing the hard things. You know, I'd read through a book and then when it, you know, tells you to write out a list of goals or whatever, I just stopped reading the book because that's work.
You're like, yeah, I'll get there.
Yeah, exactly. I'll come back to that. But now I was forced to do that because I had no alternative recourse. And so now I was like, okay, this is kind of good. You know, if I go through the pain now, it makes it a lot better in the future. Same with working out. Like I grew up on the farm. I grew up being paid to work out, as I joked with my friends.
Yeah.
But when it came to university, I no longer was having the physical labor every day. And so that took a toll on my body. And I hated going to the gym because it's like, it wasn't nice in the moment.
There
right?
was nothing
and so
it was like, nice oh, about the gym.
I'll do it later. Right. But then it comes later and it's just a worse situation. But now it's like working out is actually something that helps me currently, actually, you know, in the actual day that it happens. But then, you know, down the road, I'm going to feel good. I'm going to be able to go about my day with energy, all of that. So it was the, you know, fixing the underlying root of the procrastination that really, really kicked things into gear.
I love that. I think that's so interesting. So how did, and so this then helped your business to grow, right?
It did, because now I could start working on processes, because I was very much living in the moment of, all right, what's the next fire to put out? You know, present Lewis just dealing with everything that past Lewis had put off, and to now, okay, I can start doing the things I need to do now. And now I have some time, I can start working on processes. I can start working on the things that matter to set up the business for success. And so then that just builds as a snowball, right?
I love that. So what would you say to other young men, men, who are listening to this and are feeling trapped and lonely and isolated because one of the things that I see, I mean, and I have a son who's a young adult as well. But one of the things that I see is that men really, really struggle because as long as they're providers, almost it doesn't matter what else they do. And that's not quite true, but it's because if you ask a man anything other than him to be a provider, he will shut down from a certain, at a certain age group.
That's where our worth comes from.
Right? And so your sense of self-worth comes from being a provider. So therefore you provide and provide and provide, and how you feel is not relevant because as you're growing up as a boy, you're not told to get in touch with your feelings. You're told boys don't cry, boys don't this, boys don't that. So you're shutting all that shit down. So what do you do? Where does a guy start with that?
And I mean, it's tough because I was kind of cornered, right? You know,
you weren't cornered. You chose. I don't believe the cornered.
I was cornered. I had no recourse because I knew where I wanted to go. I knew,
right.
You know, listen, my relationship was important. I knew, you know, I wanted to step into that. I mean, first of all, get yourself an Alyssa because
exactly.
Someone that can call you out on things and is in touch with their feelings. Because the truth is there's a lot of hurt people. And when you get two hurt people together, that can really be a problem. And Alyssa has dealt with her stuff, you know, a couple of years before. So find someone that, you know, can support you in that. But if you don't have that, find someone who can help you, you know, a coach or a mentor or a therapist.
Oh, I'm such a fan of coaching. That's how I became one, because I just was like, my God, this stuff is so effective.
Yeah. Yeah. So find help. Don't be afraid, you know, start searching. I found when I started looking, you know, magically the teacher appears, right?
That's
how it works. Yeah.
And did you find that it really helped you that you were working with a man? I mean, obviously not with Alyssa, but this the coach guy, Sean.
I think so. I think that was a level. I mean, when I first told Alyssa about it, you know, she was like, man, he's going with a coach. Like he really needs to be seeing a therapist. I think it worked for me in where I was. You know, it worked for me. So you've got to find something that works for you. I don't think it really matters at the end of the day. You know, some men are more comfortable with, you know, women. It wasn't a comfort thing. I just latched onto it because I resonated with the story and knew that there was something there that was going to be more than just, oh yeah, I do this, you know, yada, yada, which is what I kind of assumed it was going to be before.
Love that. And how, so now what you do is the business, how do people find you if they want you? Tell me how they find, because what you do is you do Google Ads and you do them for people in the construction business or generally?
Yeah. So what we do is we do, you know, basically everything Google. So website design, SEO and Google Ads. And it's all focused around bringing in more business for people in the trades. So anybody from tree service to masonry, you know, and in between. So you can find us at bluecrocus.ca. That's blue, CROCUS.ca. I'm in Canada. That's why the CA. You can find me on LinkedIn as Lewis Vandervalk as well. And I think I've provided you the links there. You can drop them.
We'll have them underneath.
Just connect with me there, you know, phone call or email, and I'd love to help you out.
That's so cool. I mean, I really enjoyed. Tell me before we finish. I've really enjoyed talking to you. Tell me before we finish, what is the one takeaway that if you wish you'd known earlier? Not that that helps you because you didn't know it earlier, but you know.
I think that everyone's doing the best they can. It's going to be multi-tiered, I guess. Everyone's doing the best they can, and you know who you are. That can be an X factor. So lean into that and accept it, and then work through, you know, how you can move forward. Don't be afraid to get help. Like we're all broken in some way or another. So finding someone that can help you put that together and piece it together, that's gonna be really powerful.
Love that. Thank you, Lewis. I really enjoyed having you on as a guest, and I really appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
It's entirely my pleasure. Here is an exactly walking, living, talking version of activating yourself. And I love that. I just think that it's not enough to live. I think that when you live showing up at your best, if you're in alignment, but always knowing that your best is different tomorrow than it will be today, because you're always at your best, you know, it changes all the time. And once you somehow make that shift emotionally to understand it's always going to change, you're always going to change, and you will always be at your best today for today. And then tomorrow is another thing. That creates for me the most interesting, fascinating human beings. And I love that. I love that you're a man and you're having these conversations. And I'm sorry that I'm sounding so excited about it, but because it's not easy to find that, you know? So I really appreciate that. This is Activate Yourself. My name is Geeta Sidhu-Rob. I really appreciate you all having listened. And we will be with you again soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Geeta Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.